Welcome to the Tap Room Exclusive. I'm Dean Zarbaugh. I'm sitting here at Great Lakes Brewing Company with Bridget Barrett, the VP of Sales and Marketing.
Hi.
For the brewery. How are you today?
Good, good.
So what is the VP of Sales and Marketing? What does your job entail?
So I actually like to think of it more about the customer. So basically anything that touches the customer is something that my team leads. So here on campus, our retail business, our brew pub, the gift shop, private events, tours. I have a great group of sales folks that are dispersed throughout the 13 states that we distribute. And then a great marketing team that really sort of, you know, sets the tone and direction of where we go as a brand.
And you're originally from the Cleveland area, correct?
I am. I grew up in Rocky River.
Oh, nice. And I live in Lakewood right now, so yeah. I love that area. And then you went away for a while.
I did
stuff elsewhere, and
I
then
did.
Came back, what, about
I did.
2 years ago?
Three and a half years ago, I came back. So I left. I'm a typical Cleveland boomerang. It just took me a little bit longer to make it home.
Me too.
I went away to school. When I graduated from high school, I moved to Washington, D.C. to go to college.
Okay.
I lived there for about 10 years and had started working for Starbucks.
Okay.
At kind of the tail end of my time there. And then I was with Starbucks for 18 years in field marketing and brand and international work and coffee category management.
Mm-hmm.
And lived a lot of different places. So I took a rather circuitous route back to Cleveland. I was in Atlanta, Denver, and then I spent 11 years in Seattle.
Nice.
And then when this opportunity came up, I had been kind of thinking that it was time to move home, but I didn't really have a plan. And this role came up, and I had the opportunity to take it, and it's been pretty fantastic.
Were you already like involved with craft beer before this, or was this kind of your first dipping the toe into the craft beer?
I would say I was cursory involved as a consumer.
Yeah.
But you know, definitely my beer knowledge and understanding of this industry, and you know the similarities that it has to coffee. You know, that's new for me.
Yeah. It's new for me too. A lot of the, getting into the tasting and the knowledge stuff, but you know, I found once you're kind of around it so much, it really just comes fast and
yeah,
and
absolutely.
Easy. So what was it that brought you to Great Lakes itself?
So, you know, obviously I had been, familiar with the brand and, I have, you know, some friends that have had different roles here, particularly on the restaurant side. So a really dear friend of mine from high school, she and I grew up together. She's been here, I think now we're hitting about the 24, 25 year mark
for
her.
Oh, wow.
And when she saw the role come up, I had been with her over the summer and she called me kind of towards the end of that year, the end of 2014, and said, I don't know if you have any interest in this. But I know you said over the summer you were thinking that you might want to move back home. And so what do you think?
Yeah.
And, you know, a role like this, at a company like this, I didn't even think was possible. And I wasn't, like I said, I knew I wanted to move back and I thought, you know, if I could even get within 2 hours of Cleveland, that would be great.
Right.
And so the fact that, you know, that I got to be here and work, at a company that, you know, is values-based, that, you know, is so close-knit, that has so many people that have been here for so long. I think it says a lot about the company and the culture. And, you know, I think a lot of people say that they have that. You know, that can be kind of a trite statement, but I think it's the real deal here.
Oh,
and
yeah. It's verifiable.
And you can feel it. And, you know, and you don't want to do anything you want to make sure that you absolutely protect it and
that
you care for it like you do your own family, because that's really what we are here.
And I think that goes into a big part of everything that you guys do for the community. You guys are so close to the community around here. You know, everywhere you go, you hear people talking about Great Lakes and something they've done for them. What's been sort of the best part for you so far in your time here about working at Great Lakes, other than the amazing beer, obviously?
I think you know, no matter where you go, I think it's always really interesting when you have the opportunity to work either in an industry or with a brand where people, whether they love you or hate you, they have a very emotional reaction.
Yeah.
So when you tell them that you work, you know, when I say that I work at Great Lakes, you know, the first thing that they do is tell you, oh my God, I love Dortmund, or I started drinking craft beer because of Great Lakes, or I remember going to the brew pub, or I've been on a tour. I mean, and that happens not just here in Cleveland, that happens everywhere I go. Whether I'm with folks on the sales team in another market, or if we're, you know, out at the Craft Brewers Conference or Great American Beer Festival or wherever it is, people just have, you know, it's not just always about the beer. It's about some experience that they had when they were here, or some memory that it that comes up in them, and that they feel and that they remember. There's this connection,
right?
That is, you know, the linchpin for it is the beer, but it's always about something bigger than that. And you know, that is a really special thing that I don't know that you always get.
No,
not, you know, not just in beer, but in anything.
In going to that, I was just talking to Adam before we got on air here. My first craft beer was an Elliott Ness. And I remember my dad taking me to the brew pub I came home from college one year, and how we hadn't been there yet until that year. I don't know. But I remember sitting there and having that beer with my dad, and us going back there really every time I came back, at the airport. This has been a big hub for a lot of people. And I love to see how much you guys have grown, you know, even just over the last few years. Going to the community-based aspect of things, you guys do a lot with solar energy. Mm-hmm. You've brewed over 17,000 cases of beer using 100% solar energy. Yep. You have a lot of stuff that you do with the community. What talk about some of the stuff that you guys do on top of all of that you do to give back to the community here.
So, you know, I think, you know, the whole notion of brewing good is sort of at the heart of what we do. And I think beer gives us the ability to do a lot of really cool things in our communities. And I think, you know, I would have to say Burning River Fest and what we have been able to accomplish with Burning River Fest and giving back in, you know, for clean water, the Coast Guard Station, just, you know, protecting the jewel that is Lake Erie and our city has been really great. And I think the other part of it is that you know, the folks that work here are like-minded. I mean, it's not just about a donation or writing a check or donating some beer. I mean, we want to get into it and kind of get down and dirty with these organizations that we support. So, you know, we just finished up in April our third year of our month of service. So the entire month of April, our team was out volunteering and, you know, doing beach cleanups and river cleanups. And
that would be on just Ohio too, right?
No, that is beyond Ohio. Yeah, that is absolutely. We were in 16 cities within our distribution footprint. And, you know, the fact that these folks, you know, want to take time out of their already busy days to be able to go out and to be part of these organizations, I think is amazing. Most recently, and what I'm super excited about is we had a grassroots effort that was with one of our servers, Chris McNulty, and he volunteers with the LGBT Center here in Cleveland, and he created this grassroots effort, and because of his involvement, we're a gold sponsor now for Pride, Cleveland Pride.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, we're going to have people marching. We're going to have a great party here at the brew pub. You'll be able to take the fatty wagon down to Public Square to be part of Pride. And we'll be transporting people back and forth. And that was something that was started by one guy who just, you know, wanted to get people involved. And the fact that, you know, he was able to create something so magical in like literally a day is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, as a company, it was just not even a big deal, or we, you know, nobody thought twice about it. But yeah, of course we're going to get involved, and of course we're going to support that. And, you know, I think that's really special, and it didn't take any thought at all for us to do that.
And you see a lot of places, you go around and you see a lot of breweries, more so than any, most industries, really giving back to the community like this. And I think a lot of that really, you know, started here at Great Lakes. You know, this was Ohio's first craft brewery. That's the largest brewery in Ohio. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's amazing to see the industry that we have now in Ohio, specifically because of what you guys have done here. This is actually your 30th anniversary coming in September, right?
I know.
And you guys have a lot of fun stuff planned.
We do.
You guys have announced a few things over the last couple days as well, that you've been doing. Give the folks an idea of what's ahead for 30th anniversary. What do you got? Foreseeable future plans, sure. Stuff like that.
Sure. September 6th, so, you know, our actual anniversary day and the day that we open the brew pub, we're going to have our 30th birthday party. So we don't have all the details worked out on mm-hmm. that. So stay tuned to the airwaves for more information. But I think everybody knows we throw a great party. So
oh, yeah.
I'm not too worried that, you know, that people will want to come. We have a great beer coming out around that time as well, in celebration of our 30th anniversary and our Pearl anniversary. So an Imperial Oyster Stout,
that's what I was gonna ask,
which is, you know, the bottle is beautiful, but the beer is worthy of the gorgeous bottle that
really?
It is in. So,
oh, man, that's awesome.
So I'm excited about that. And then obviously I think that you were sort of hinting to the fact that at our staff summit on Monday, Dan and Pat made the surprise announcement to us that we are becoming an employee-owned company through an ESOP. And so
that's amazing.
How cool is that?
You guys, from everything I read, I was reading Mark Bona's story about it on Cleveland.com literally like at midnight last night before, like as I'm researching and everything. I get really, I have to research and get in my head a lot
before
these interviews.
You got to pay attention to those Google alerts. Because you
absolutely.
Never know what's going to happen.
Never know. I want to be up to date. And I didn't, you know, I didn't want to bring up anything that you didn't necessarily want to talk about. But I saw that, and the reaction from everybody had to have been amazing. I wish I could have been there just to see the reactions of everybody. Reading it from Mark's story is one thing, but
yeah, I mean, Mark really captured it. I'll be honest. You know, I think in that story, he talks about how Dan and Pat told him that the consultant that was working with us said you should be prepared for silence. And that's a true story that happened. It was kind of surreal. And I think, it was really cool to just look around the room and see people's reaction as they were starting, as it was starting to sink in, what, you know, what was written on that bottle and to see the pride and the emotion that Dan and Pat had, you know, this is their baby and this is their family. And the fact that they want us to share in that, I think, is just so awesome. I mean, and the fact that this will do what I think is most important to everyone, which is remain a family-owned independent brewery, right. Is just like, that's just the icing on the cake.
Absolutely.
You know, they were really sneaky. They had our friends over at Brokaw. They've been working with us probably longer than anybody. So they worked with Steve McCune over at Brokaw to design that label, and they were super sneaky about
nice.
It. And I'm impressed.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I love when they kind of just keep that stuff up the sleeve and then throw it on everybody.
I know they're very proud of themselves.
They should be. You know,
yeah,
like that
absolutely.
Was that's a hard thing to pull off for, you know, a company this size. You know, to keep a secret like that.
Yeah, and it was and it's really meaningful to be a part of that.
And I would say things like that are kind of what helped. You guys grow. You guys just moved up to the 20th spot in the Craft Brewers Association, the Brewers Association top 50 brewers in the nation. Congratulations on that. Also,
thank
by
you.
The way, what do you attribute? You know, outside of just the great beer, you know, the way Pat and Dan do things. What do you kind of attribute to the growth of this company?
I think you know, obviously, you know, the relationships that we have with our wholesale partners, not only in Ohio, but outside, are really important, and they're really critical to us being successful. And so we don't take that for granted. I think we have a fantastic team of salespeople that are out there making connections and, you know, are bringing their passion and their love of whatever city or town they live in and our beer to that, you know, because they are very local in the places that they are living. And, you know, I think continuing to focus on quality beer and consistently producing quality beer, you know, the proof is always in the liquid, and that's what gets people coming back over and over and over again. And, you know, I think it's hard to be in business for this long, and not just in the beer industry, but I think in any industry. And it's a unique space to be in. And it's a lot of responsibility to make sure that you the care and feeding of something like this over the next 30 years and the next generation is really important.
Absolutely. Real quick before we go, what would you say is one of your favorite beers that Great Lakes makes?
Oh, see, that's like asking what kid you love the most.
I like to sneak that one into people so that they, the off the cuff response is usually the best one.
So I'm an occasion drinker, but I would say, Turntable and Edmund Fitzgerald.
There you go. I love those. You guys can follow Great Lakes on Twitter at GLBC_Cleveland. Check them out on Facebook, all that. Bridget, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
And tune in next week for another all-new episode of the Tap Room Exclusive.
Sounds great.